So this morning, we began with a word called selfishness. And we listened to James and John fighting over some sort of position of power and prestige in the kingdom of God. And then we heard in the Gospel of John, we heard Judas as he dealt with the use of money that wasn't for his own personal gain. And his difficulties with someone who might have just been lavishing love upon the Lord and being extravagant in how they used their funds. And we've been spending this time of Lent decluttering, at least I hope we have. So getting rid of those things that may be getting in our way in our relationship with God, whether they're spiritual, whether they're physical. I don't know how many trips you've made to these places where you can dump stuff off, but I've been making them, and the dump has even been receiving some. But Paul, this morning, speaks to us a little bit about selfishness, speaks to a little bit to us about decluttering, as he's talking to the people of Philippi. The people of Philippi were this combined group of Hebrews and Gentiles who were Christians. And there was this group that were Hebrew who felt that you had to be Jewish to be a Christian. And they were kind of making this happen. And all right, if you were a Gentile man of maybe 30 or 40, and someone told you you had to be circumcised, you might not want to do that to become a Christian. So they were having some issues about what was proper and what wasn't, and I don't want to step on that, in being a follower of Jesus Christ. And when Paul gave you his resume, he wasn't boasting. Paul was all those things. He was stating the facts. This is all who I was, but I gave it all up because one day when I was riding on a donkey, Christ knocked me off my pedestal and said, "Serve me." So while they're struggling with what does it mean to be inside and outside the body of Christ, I think he speaks to us today about what it means to be inside or outside the body of Christ. That as Paul is talking about the things that we kind of value as church members, that maybe they don't matter to God as much as we think they do. And as I was reading this, I went, whoa, I could get really controversial here. But God said, no, you don't. No, you don't. You speak my word. So I'm going to speak his word to you this morning. We get hung up, whether we are what we call now progressive. It used to be liberal, but now we're progressives. Whether we're progressive or where you used to be conservative, but now we're traditionalists. So whether you're progressive or traditional, we get caught up in righteousness or self-righteousness. That we're the ones that know what this means and you don't. Isn't that what keeps happening today? That we get so wrapped up around what we believe is this gospel message, that we don't listen to each other anymore. We don't open our ears and hear any truth that God may be speaking to someone who maybe not speak our speak. Maybe who speaks in a different language. Maybe who speaks from a different cultural reference. Maybe who speaks from a different age reference. Because our young people understand the world so differently than we do. Generation by generation, we have a different perspective of what God is intending to do with this world. But we're becoming divided as a body of Christ. And that is what Paul was even taught. Think about it. Paul was talking to this new church in Philippi about what was dividing them as the body of Christ. And here we are 2,000 years later talking about what divides us as a body of Christ. whether we have pipe organs or guitars and drums, whether we worship for hours on end or, preacher, you went above 12 o'clock today. Whether we wear suits and ties or whether we come in jeans, we get caught up in the things that don't matter to the kingdom of God. What matters to the kingdom of God is the heart of each and every one of us here and each and every person out there, not inside this building. What matters to God is that whoever God created, God values. And if we, as the body of Christ, do something or say something that tells them that we devalue them, from my perspective, we have violated the gospel message of Jesus Christ. Only God can judge. We can't. I haven't yet figured out Vance County. Okay? I haven't. But we have more barriers than we have bridges. We have more groups that we're in or out of than God really wants us to have. I do, my favorite illustration, and it's not Vance County because I can't find it in downtown. It's probably there, but I haven't seen it. But it's in Morehead City. It's right on the main strip of Morehead City. There is this beautiful campus, 2 to 3 stories in spots, and it travels a whole block. And it's called First United Methodist Church. And you go down 3 blocks. And there's a small, rather undescript United Methodist Church. So undescript, I can't even tell you its name right now. So I asked when I served down there, why within 3 blocks do we have 2 United Methodist churches? Can you guess the answer? Huh? No, that wasn't the answer. The rich people went to First. Yeah, the rich people went to First. The ones who worked for them went to the other one. What do you think Jesus would say about that? What do you think Jesus would say to us about that? Because I'm pretty certain what happened was someone who worked for someone walked into their church and whatever his best or her best was that day, and went, oh, I don't look like them. And felt unwelcome. Whether they were unwelcomed or not, felt unwelcomed. When Paul speaks to us about the resurrection and about that goal he has, which is heaven, that's not a me and God thing, you know. I got my ticket punched. I'm going to heaven. That's the completion of our life of resurrection. This baptismal font. We say we have died to sin and risen in Christ. And it's a new birth and a new creation. Wouldn't you call that a resurrection? And as we live as resurrected people, our call is to tell the world a different story. To tell the world that God loves them. To tell the world that each person in the world matters, regardless of their race, regardless of their national origin, regardless of the papers that they have or don't have to be in this country, regardless of the gender they were born or the gender they think they are or what spouse they have or don't have, what money they have or don't have, where they work or don't work, if they're young, if they're old, if they have Alzheimer's, if they have autism, you name it, that doesn't matter to God. What matters to God is God created them and called them beloved, and they need to know that. They need to know that Jesus Christ loves them and wants them in the family of God. And what's our call? Our call to that kingdom is to be the messengers. It's the gospel. It's the good news. It's not news if we don't share it. And how we share it may be a choice of being a Gideon. How we share it may be the choice of being a choir member. How we share it may be the choice of being a teacher. How we share it may be someone who goes out to someplace strange in the world and prepares the way. Or maybe someone who provides a meal to men in a homeless shelter. Or puts their feet to the pavement so that families who are dealing with Alzheimer's know that they're not alone. God has individual calls on all of our lives, but God has a call on us as the body of Christ. And the first thing we've got to do is remove any barriers between each other. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.